This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, three stand out, which help support gastric health and offer digestive support. GI Guard AM, GI Guard PM, and Peppermint Oil GI. Numerous clinical studies have demonstrated that these products can help to support GI health and promote gastric comfort. They help maintain the integrity of the stomach lining and its proper immune responses to the typically harsh gastric environment. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Intelligent Medicine is a program about, intelligent medicine. That should be a clue as to the content. We talk about the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, put those together for you each week in hopefully an entertaining format, news that you can use, things that can make a difference in the lives of yourself and your family members, your loved ones. 877-726-8255. We're here. We can answer your questions, your most immediate concerns, our grist for the mill. On today's program, 877-726-8255 is our number. Start dialing. And, of course, the big health story this week continues to be the coronavirus. And, it's a very changeable story. So from one week to another, I don't know what to tell you. You know, it's a kind of an unpredictable situation in this country because, two things will be uncertain about in 2020. One is, who's going to end up president of the United States? You know, that, could be up for grabs, although each side makes, very, very ambitious claims to the contrary. And, the other thing that is, there's a great deal of uncertainty about is, will we experience a worldwide pandemic of the coronavirus, and by the way, renamed COVID-19. I don't think that name is going to stick. Maybe the folks who make Corona beer, sued for defamation or something and said, you know, you got to call it something more nondescript because the sales of Corona beer are maybe plummeting as a result. Trademark infringement. Call it something else. Just don't call it Corona, please. There are some concerning trends, and that's even reflected in the stock market. If you want to know, you know, where worldwide optimism or pessimism is swinging with the pendulum of projections about this epidemic, just look at the stock market. This week it was down quite a lot. It was down about 400 points Thursday and Friday. It took a hit, and that's because there's a lot of fear about containment of the virus. And for good reason. The good news, relatively good news, well, it's really hard to say because the Chinese has just not been very transparent about what's going on. But the claim is that after a brief surge in the number of cases, the case is still increasing. The deaths are still increasing into the hundreds, of, you know, over 1,000 now. And literally tens of thousands of cases. Probably that's just the tip of the iceberg because it's a vast underestimate. The Chinese literally are hiding from their own government authorities because, you know, if you have a cough or a sneeze, they'll come and round you up. You know, put you in some kind of detention facility to quarantine you. So a lot of people not reporting that they're sick. There's not enough test kits around. So we may be underestimating the extent of it in China, but at least the latest reports suggest that the incidence of this disease is leveling off in China. But there's a big concern because it is spreading. And it was naive to believe that we could simply contain it to China. You know, we could just, you know, shut the borders and keep the planes from flying. That does not seem to be working. Because it is now spreading. And it really, the workable proposition now is not if it's going to spread to the rest of the world, but when it's going to spread to the rest of the world and to what extent and what degree of devastation it's going to cause. Will it be just a relatively mild disease for the vast majority of people who contract it? Will it be head cold or bad flu? Will some people even be asymptomatic carriers? That appears to be the case. You can carry it, transmit it, but you don't hardly feel sick. That makes it even more difficult to contain because, if you screen at airports, say, hold a thermometer to people's foreheads to see if they have a fever, well, that's not going to really contain it because a lot of people will be carriers and they're asymptomatic. That's been established. And now we're seeing significant spread to places like Japan, Korea, Iran, Italy. And, some of this is due to what's called the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative. Chinese they're great tourists. They travel to a lot of places, especially Japan. That's thought to be one of the ways in which it spread. But also they have a lot of workers in a lot of countries, spreading the gospel of, Chinese communism and spreading, the supposed benefits of their economic muscle power in something called the Belt and Road Initiative. So they're going to a lot of underdeveloped countries all over the world. They're going to places in Africa and places in Asia. And big, big projects are underway and a lot of travel back and forth. And these countries have woefully unprepared infrastructures to cope with this epidemic. And I'm quoting here from an article. Researchers report that screening travelers is not very effective for the 2019 coronavirus, that it will catch less than half of infected travelers on average. And most infected travelers are undetectable, meaning they have no symptoms yet and are unaware that they have been exposed. So stopping the spread of the virus is not a matter of just enhancing screening methods at airports and other travel hubs. And they say that one major concern is that other countries, especially developing nations, lack the infrastructure and resources for containment measures to impose quarantines, to take care of sick folks, to separate them from the general populace. And they say much of the public health world is very concerned about the virus being introduced into Africa or India, where large populations exist who do not have access to advanced medical care. So, may have predisposing factors. They may be undernourished. They may have critical vitamin deficiencies. This thing, it's kind of like terrorism. The famous meme about terrorism, we have to be right 100% of the time, but they have to be right just once to get through. Well, there's been a real botched effort to keep this contained. A case study in how not to manage an epidemic was the case of the Diamond Princess, the cruise ship that was docked in Yokohama Harbor. And they had 634 infections, and now most recently it was reported two deaths from that floating petri dish where they kept people miserably quarantined there. As more and more people got sick, panic developed, they gave people reassuring messages that turned out to not be true, that they were safe, no problem. Finally, they said, let's evacuate, at the very least, the people who've not tested positive. Let's get them off the ship because they're at high risk of coming down with us. Well, when they got to the airport, even the U.S. government blew it. Because they allowed 14 passengers to board an evacuation plane with hundreds of passengers who didn't test positive. And so what they said is, okay, we'll cordon off the passengers who tested positive. And, it's like an act of mercy. It's like, okay, the ship's a horrible place to be. Yeah, you're sick. We'll put you on part of the plane where you're sequestered from the other people. So what do? They put up plastic sheeting with duct tape to cordon them off. How effective is that for keeping a virus off? It's nuts. You're going to get on the plane. You're going to feel reassured because the people with the infection are sitting in the back of the plane. You share the same air supply. It's insane. It was reported that President Trump was said to be furious about the lapse in the precautions of flying these people back to the United States, where they're additionally quarantined anyway. The good news, you're not going to die. There's at worst a 2% fatality rate with this, but this may be because only the most sick people are being seen in hospitals in China and are being treated. There may be a vast repository of people who, you know, just have bad colds or flus, flu-like symptoms. The problem is going to be, anybody out there feeling sick today? You got a, you know, got congestion, you got a cold, you got a fever. Well, you don't have coronavirus. People in my listening audience here in the United States, Canada, and other parts of the Western world. But in 3 months, who knows? I mean, just so many people with respiratory infections anyway, it'll be hard to contain mass disruption and panic. You know, so you get in a subway car, in, you know, today, and somebody sneezes and you go, oh, that's a bummer. I'm going to, you know, catch a cold or catch a flu. 3 months from now, if it's spread to major metropolitan areas, that's going to engender panic, you know, because it's, people have a herd instinct. And, this is very likely to get out. And, I think it's going to cause more disruption, economic dislocation, a financial hit to the stock market, supply chains, than actual human devastation. But reassuring news, you're not going to die. You're not going to die from this. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll talk a little bit about some interesting studies underway on how to combat the coronavirus when we return. Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. Sourced and manufactured in the United States, this product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
To find the Kyolic formula right for you, go to Kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And this week, we're highlighting information about the coronavirus epidemic. And, you know, we'll get to regular format in just a few minutes, but there's lots of news on the coronavirus front. And you can call us 877-726-8255 with questions about anything, coronavirus or whatever is on your mind. The coronavirus epidemic offers researchers a great opportunity to study what works and what doesn't against viral diseases. And in fact, there's an article here in Nature, which is the world's leading scientific journal, which says that more than 80 clinical trials have been launched to test coronavirus treatments. And they range from the conventional, using some of the currently available HIV drugs and other antivirals. Also, clinical trials looking at stem cells, interestingly. Clinical trials looking at some of the traditional Chinese medicines. And you got to believe that, especially in these countries that are affected, South Korea and Japan and, of course, China, that a lot of people are using traditional Chinese medicine, traditional herbal medicines in an effort to bolster their immune system or combat flu symptoms. And, you know, there are many plausible formulas out there, and they need to be tested in a very systematic fashion versus coronavirus. And, you know, we need to get good studies and not just like anecdotes like, yeah, I took astragalus and my fever was gone in 2 days and, you know, I recovered completely in a week. Okay, good news, but we actually have to do rigorous studies involving large number of individuals, carefully monitored, with comparisons to control groups to see if really it ultimately makes a difference using some of these strategies. But of interest, there are now three separate vitamin C research studies that have been approved for treating COVID-19, which is the accepted scientific name now for the coronavirus. Intravenous vitamin C, they say, is already being employed in China against COVID-19 coronavirus. Some of this is in the context of a formal study, which is looking at 12,000 to 24,000 milligrams per day of vitamin C via IV. And that makes a lot of sense because there are actually some studies showing that, in sepsis, which is the most challenging type of infection, bloodborne infections, which are, you know, it's about a 50% fatality rate. Flip a coin, you know, live or die. A lot of people succumb to these bloodborne infections in the intensive care unit. Recent studies suggest that intravenous vitamin C combined with a little dose of steroids and some vitamin B1 virtually halved the death rate in people critically ill with bloodborne infections. And so it's very well warranted that we try IV vitamin C in this context. You know, we'll see. It's kind of a living laboratory for antiviral strategies. And, you know, consider this kind of like a fire drill for, you know, what may come down the pike in the future, because these epidemics, they come and go. And we've had these scares in the past, and in the future, there may be an even more devastating epidemic, and we want to be prepared. We want to have tools at hand that can push back against challenging infectious diseases worldwide. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Rating the flu vaccine. Well, you know, it's kind of like, the Golden Globes, the Oscars, you see all the films and then they are then rated by the various academies and organizations. And this is something that I always await every season because the vaccine varies in its effectiveness. There's some years, like last year, where the vaccine wasn't very effective. It was by even the estimates of the Centers for Disease Control, about 26% effective. So that it was kind of a miss. This is because the vaccine is like kind of like predicting hurricane season during the winter. You know, what's the next hurricane season going to look like? It's an estimate of which of the various flu virus types will predominate several months hence. They need lead time for production, and then they commit. They commit to, okay, this is what we think it's going to look like. And then the flu virus can mutate. It can sidestep the predictions, and there can be a mismatch. So this year, it's a little late in the flu season. They say the flu's having kind of a comeback in late winter, early spring this year, particularly affecting kids for some reason. But we now have a rating for this year's version of the flu vaccine that some of you may have taken. You may want to know, was it worth it? Will it make a difference? So I'll share that with you in just a moment. But first, this: do you suffer with chronic pain? Well, who doesn't past a certain age? If you're taking risky over-the-counter prescription anti-inflammatory drugs, well, there are some better natural alternatives. And here's one from Future Farm Botanicals, Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. It's sourced and manufactured in the United States, which is reassuring these days. This product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses everywhere in the body, in the joints, but also in the blood vessels and the brain. For more information and order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's Future Farm spelled P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Okay, the results are in. And the flu vaccine efficacy, this just released just a couple of days ago from the Centers for Disease Control. Similar to prior flu seasons, the current vaccine has been moderately effective in 2019-2020. It seems to work better among children than among adults. Overall vaccine effectiveness against any flu strain was 45%. It's 50% efficacy against influenza B. And a little less 37% effectiveness against influenza A. Vaccine effectiveness was estimated to be 55% among children ages 6 months to 17 years. And, yeah, they say there's a bit of a surge in reports of influenza-like illness, which none of which, I'm going to, you know, let's quash rumors and mass panic. Coronavirus has not spread to the United States yet. So if you're feeling under the weather, it's cold or flu at this point in time, which really actually much more of a problem in terms of illness, hospitalizations, and deaths than the coronavirus. The suggestion is, and it, you know, what's your take home? You know, should you take the flu vaccine? And, you know, I have to say I'm kind of an agnostic when it comes to the flu vaccine, especially in view of the fact that it is not that effective. We don't know what the long-term effects of, say, I mean, if you plan to live to be 70 or 80 years of age, and you're born in the age where the flu vaccine was popular, what are you going to get? You're going to get like 70 or 80 flu vaccines? And, you know, what are the long-term effects of that in terms of overall immunity? It's unclear. You know, maybe good, maybe salutary. Maybe there'll be some even, I mean, best case scenario, there'll be some crossover from the flu vaccine to protect us from devastating consequences of the corona vaccine. I mean, of the coronavirus. But that's unlikely. That's highly unlikely. And it could actually go the other way. It could be that taking a vaccine against one particular virus in some way diminishes the immune response to another. I mean, it's all hypothetical. We simply don't know. And some of the adjuvants in the vaccine may affect some people in adverse ways. There are adverse reactions to vaccines all the time. Not too frequently. They're rare. Does the vaccine cause autism? You know, a controversial proposition. Most studies suggest that the flu vaccine is not responsible for that. But real concerns can be raised about our program of administering dozens and dozens and dozens of vaccines, especially to young children with vulnerable immune systems. And what are the long-term effects? It's hard to pinpoint with all the variables, our diet, our environmental toxins, what's causing the unusual diseases that we're seeing, even among young people these days. Blame it on vaccines? I think that would be an overreach. But with vaccine efficacy hovering around 50%, and against certain flu strains, about one-third, this could actually give you pause. I mean, if you're a healthcare worker and you're exposed to a lot of people, you know, maybe it's your responsibility to get vaccinated if you're in a hospital setting. That makes sense. You know, take a hit for the sake of the rest of humanity. But it's a controversial area. It's kind of the third rail of medicine, vaccine safety and vaccine efficacy. But those are the ratings, a little better than last year. You can make the choice yourself. 877-726-8255 is our number. And new study, Canadian Medical Association Journal, reports that exposure to cleaning products in the first 3 months of life increases the risk of childhood asthma. That's a big problem because a lot of kids with asthma these days coming down with asthma. And it appears that these chemicals have a priming effect on the lungs. And the researchers at Simon Fraser University, I guess that's British Columbia, right? Our study looked at infants who typically spend 80 to 90% of their time indoors and are especially vulnerable to chemical exposures to the lungs and skin due to their higher respiration rates and regular contact with household surfaces. Yeah, they crawl around, they lick stuff. And in the study, at 3 years of age, children living in homes where cleaning products were used with high frequency during their infancy were more likely to have recurrent wheeze and asthma along with signs of allergy overall. There's a concern. The priming event occurs early in life. The asthma emerges later. They say the big takeaway from the study is that the first few months of life are critical for the development of a baby's immune and respiratory systems. And by identifying hazardous exposures during infancy, preventive measures can be taken to potentially reduce childhood asthma and subsequent allergy risks. So, you know, you're using all kinds of products at home. And, the other day, I made a mistake, got the wrong, I guess it was a toilet bowl cleaner. And, that stuff was so strong, so highly perfumed that, I don't have asthma, but I started to wheeze. I felt short of breath from just walking by the bathroom, and it permeated the house, and we opened the windows and tried to get the smell away, got rid of the stuff. But you want to use environmentally friendly cleansers and chemicals in your home. It's a necessity to keep things clean. But some of the additives, some of the perfumes, some of the scents that they add to these products really can knock you out. And it's no surprise that they can have deleterious effects on the tender lungs of infants. So you got a child in the house, be especially careful about exposure. 877-726-8255 is our number. By the way, that number is available 24/7, and you can call even if you don't want to call during the program, you can call and record a question. We'll take some of those recorded questions momentarily here on Intelligent Medicine.
Decades ago, Dr. O'Hara developed a formula for optimal human health, a blend of superfoods and live bacteria, naturally fermented for 3 years, encapsulated to deliver prebiotics, probiotics, and most importantly, postbiotics to your digestive system, aiding digestion, increasing absorption of essential nutrients, supporting the immune system, and unleashing the healthier, happier you. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, 100% vegetarian, non-GMO, free of artificial additives, chemicals, preservatives, or colorings, dairy and gluten-free. Dr. O'Hara himself proclaimed in 1974, each capsule of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is filled with our passion and hope for bringing health and long life to all 7 billion people on Earth. And today, his legacy lives on, making Dr. O'Hara's probiotics a world leader in superior probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, three stand out which help support gastric health and offer digestive support: GI Guard AM, GI Guard PM, and Peppermint Oil GI. Numerous clinical studies have demonstrated that these products can help to support GI health and promote gastric comfort. They help maintain the integrity of the stomach lining and its proper immune responses to the typically harsh gastric environment. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Yeah, that newsletter, great article on glyphosate, and if it doesn't give you cancer, is it still okay? Well, it turns out, so not. And Bayer, makers of glyphosate, in a garden product called Roundup, they're under the gun. They're about to settle for $10 billion. Set aside that money for the literally thousands of plaintiffs who claim harm via Roundup. And we talk about that in our newsletter article this week. So check it out, 877-726-8255. And even if you don't call during this program, you can record a question, as did this caller. Let's hear what they have to say.
Dr. Hoffman, I have an infected stomach. The lining is coated with fungus, and I can't get rid of it. Came from a recall vitamin B complex that I had bought after a operation on my skull to remove carcinomas. I have had that for 4 years. After the operation, I got some vitamin C and some vitamin B complex to build back up again. I was taking the B complex for 5 months before they sent me a letter saying that the B complex was on recall. Now I'm stuck with it. Nothing I do can take it away, but I lost faith in being able to get rid of the fungus. Maybe you might have a suggestion of what I can do about it. Thank you very much.
Okay, you know, this is really an unusual predicament. I mean, what this guy is saying essentially is that, you know, he had an operation. I don't know what his underlying medical conditions are. You know, does he have diabetes? Is he on ulcer medication, which basically kills your stomach acid? You know, he is an older individual. Older people tend to have, shall we say, some degree of immune suppression. Then he took a supplement which was said to be contaminated. Now, that's a very rare event. I actually, you know, in my entire career of prescribing, you know, thousands and supplements, thousands, maybe perhaps millions of supplements, millions of bottles at any rate, to thousands of patients, I've never heard of any episode like this. So that this is a real outlier that they, you know, send you a recall letter. This is something, it's bad, you know, get rid of this. It's contaminated, blah, blah, blah. But it can happen, you know, in any production, you know, food production facility, sometimes things go awry. And, you know, supplements are varying quality. I, you know, would like to see what supplement brand that was. I mean, was it an off brand, you know, something that was kind of, a little bit of an outlier in the supplement industry without good quality control. Hard to know. So I really don't know what to make of this. Is there a fungal infection or is there not a fungal infection? I'd have to talk to the doctors who are treating you. Generally, stomach fungal infections, which are real. I just saw one the other day. A woman had some minor degree of GERD or reflux. The doctor said, you know, why don't you take some Prilosec? And he prescribed some Prilosec for a few weeks. The woman, you know, didn't get much relief from her reflux and said she had some kind of, you know, a little nausea, discomfort in the pit of her stomach. The doctor said, well, let's do an endoscopy. We'll look down there. And I saw the pictures, and there was like white stuff growing in there. And I said, without even looking at the interpretation, I said, that looks like yeast. And indeed, it was Candida albicans in this woman's stomach. Now, this woman's otherwise healthy. She's really a healthy person. But what the cessation of stomach acid production in her stomach did is it allowed the proliferation of yeast. Stomach acid is an inhibitor of fungal growth. And so, you know, my theory with you is that for some reason you have, you know, either due to age or debilitation, or maybe you're taking a medication, you have set the stage for fungal overgrowth. That should be pretty easy to treat. There are many antifungal medications. There are antifungal herbs, among the, you know, medications. Fluconazole or Diflucan is one of the most popular. You could take it for a week or two. That should get rid of the fungus. You know, when you're looking at natural things, I mean, you can't take fluconazole really long term because it can be harmful to the liver, but you can follow it up. You can chase that that regular prescription with some natural antifungals, things like oregano. These have pretty potent antifungal effects. You know, there's so many herbs, you know, Podarco. There are many products that are designed to get rid of gastrointestinal yeast infections, which we think, you know, happen more often than is recognized. So, you know, I'd have to look at the medical records to see what's really going on with you, because it sounds a little weird, a little bit of an outlier there. All right. This item, has to do with your mitochondria. You know, they're the basis for energy production in the body. And let's talk about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness, general debilitation. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. It repairs damaged cells, and it reinvigorates the mitochondria. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It's available in ProPax, which is your one-stop shop for all your vitamin and mineral needs. It's got fish oil in it too. But let's say you want NT factor alone. Well, now there's healthy aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. It provides you the unique energy support of pure NT factor and a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT factor for years. I don't go a day without it. And now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. You can obtain it, even though you can no longer obtain it at Vitamin Shop. They no longer ship there, but you can still find ProPax and Health Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or you can order direct. Call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And here's an interesting item. You know, for those of you who enjoy saunas, I mean, there's actually studies, out of Finland that show that saunas are beneficial for cardiovascular health. This study from the American Diabetes Association, heat treatment improves glucose tolerance and prevents insulin resistance. They looked at all the different pathways involved in insulin resistance. And what they found is that heat treatment protects skeletal muscle from high-fat diet-induced insulin resistance and provides evidence that heat treatment could be a potential therapeutic treatment for obesity-induced insulin resistance. So get in a sauna. Sweat off those pounds.